This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Tom Hauser was in college in 1968, and he joins us right now. Is that about right, 1968? You're at St. Thomas then?
Class of 68. It was a classic. There's no question about it. That would make me roughly same age as the president.
Yes. We're going to get to the president and his health a little bit. We got a big announcement, though, and this is legit. Okay, now the two of us have been talking on the air about politics and nonsense, probably going back even the 90s when Dan and I were together, and then in the aughts at the Fan, and now since I came over here on a somewhat regular basis. But your involvement with WCCO is moving dramatically more than that. You are now becoming a full-time, wait for it, full-time, part-time host.
That's a great way to put it.
I think I have that right. A full-time, part-time host. Does that mean, by the way, this is your final appearance coming on as a guest on the show, that you'll just say, listen, I'm a host?
Absolutely not.
I'm a host.
It's a full-time, part-time, occasional fill-in when they can't find someone more capable. But that doesn't really fit on a business card very easily.
No. Do you have business cards right now?
I do, for Five Eyewitness News. I have business cards. In fact, Chad, I have so many business cards, I'd like to send you 100.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Send it to O'Donovan's Pub, and I'll be there soon. We'll both be there soon.
Very few people hand out cards anymore,
no.
But I do still have them because occasionally they do come in handy. But now everybody is just texting each other or, you kids in your Snapchat. That's how you communicate.
The gram. I'm in the gram. I call it the gram. Like I'm,
the gram. Yeah.
I'm cool. I'm hip because I'm none of that.
And of course, you've still got your MySpace account. So that's how
you
communicate with your friends.
I use smoke signals. That's what I use the talk. Well, listen, you know me. I'll take shots at this place left and right. My God, there's endless reasons to take shots. This is a great one. Okay. I am not only a very good friend of yours, but also big backer. So this is a great move by this station to have you on. So congratulations. I'm hearing.
And just to make it clear, I am a full-time employee of KSTP Television and Five Eyewitness News. I will be just filling in occasionally, hosting some programs at WCCO Radio, which we need to point out is no longer affiliated with WCCO Television.
Yes.
Correct?
In fact, I would
explain how that works to the listener.
Yeah, it's a
so
good
that
point.
They know that WCCO Radio and Television are completely separate entities now.
So what happened? I think it might have been about 3 years ago. Odyssey bought the radio holdings of CBS. So the CBS radio stations across the country, which included WCCO Radio, are now owned by Odyssey. So even though WCCO Radio and WCCO TV have the same, obviously, WCCO, we are no longer owned by the same entities. So I guess it's really on one of us to change our call letters. Now, we had it first. Radio came first.
Yeah, radio first, yep.
Yeah. Although we're coming up on one. Are you here because the 100-year anniversary is coming up and you wanted to tie your wagon to 100 years here?
Well, they wanted a guy who was around 100 years ago
yes.
who could speak to
right.
the origins of
yes.
the station. No, actually, and you know, KSTP is much the same way. You know, we had KSTP Radio first.
Yep.
The original Stanley Hubbard had a lot of foresight on radio, and then later in television, and even later than that, television news. And so, really, to me, it's kind of fascinating because when I was a kid, my parents always had on WCCO radio and KSTP television, and it's interesting to be doing, you know, my full-time work here at KSTP, where I've been for nearly 30 years, and now occasionally a part-time fill-in for
awesome.
Those of you when you're off golfing and those types of things. So it'll be kind of fun because, you know, at AM 1500, it's now all sports. And so I used to fill in for Joe Souchere over there.
We go head-to-head. I would text you. I would find out you're going. I go, I don't know, Tom. There's just a giant spike in our ratings today. I don't know what's going on.
And I believe that. I believe that was probably true. But so it'll be fun to do it because, as you know, radio is just a whole different animal than television. You get to go a little more in depth than you can in a 2-minute story at night, or even on my 30-minute At Issue show on Sunday mornings. You know, it's 22 minutes once you take the commercials out. And, you know, on our 2 or 3 hour radio program, you can do a lot more in depth. And so it'll be fun. And again, it'll be occasionally, but again, I'm a full-time employee of KSTP television.
Okay, does this get me any closer to coming on to At Issue? And again, it's Sunday morning, it's 10. I just want to feed at my house. I don't want to drive to St. Paul. I'll probably be in the pajamas. Now that you're a full-time, part-time, but you're full-time, full-time is still Channel 5, and now we're actually colleagues, we're co-workers. Think about it, that's the pinnacle of your career.
Or it's actually, I had not thought about it.
That I can now say,
I'm a little alarmed.
Hey, here's my colleague, Tom Hauser. Does this get me any closer?
It gets you closer, and you could do it from home because I know you've largely done this program
from
the pajamas for about a year and a half.
I have. So, I'm downtown today, though.
Oh, you are? Well,
yes.
You know, and so certainly we can have you from your home in your pajamas sometime just for the spectacle of that. I would have you on even if you have nothing interesting to say. I just want to see that.
Okay.
I don't know why I want to see that.
Okay. This isn't a Dino Ciccarelli question for those old enough, but where will you – how old are you now? Are you 62? 61?
No, I'm not 62.
70?
Yeah, I just barely hit 60.
Okay.
Barely hit 60.
60. Yep. Okay, you're 60. Where will Tom Hauser go in his pajamas? You'll walk around the house. Will you get the newspaper in the driveway in your pajamas?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Will
Take
you drive?
If I have to. It all depends upon, you know, the timing. Yes.
Okay. You'll get the garbage out. Will you go... Now, I'd prefer if you went to get hot chocolate, because hot chocolate is so much superior to coffee. But will you drive to go get some sort of drink if you're going to a place and you're only staying in your car?
Absolutely not, because I am aware that cars do break down. I am aware that occasionally when that happens, you have to get out of your car and assess the situation. And I am not going to go anywhere beyond the borders of my lawn or my driveway in my pajamas. Now, keep in mind, you know, I'm not wearing, you know, like a something scandalous. I'm wearing flannel. I mean,
I see you just a traditional, you know, Fred McMurray pajamas from My Three Sons 90 years ago. I don't really see.
And you've seen A Christmas Carol, right?
Yes.
Or you've seen Scrooge.
Yes.
You know, I wear that kind of the nightcap. And, you know, kind of the flowing pajamas. That's what I generally wear.
That's what I like. Okay, Carrie is 36. She's a female. Carrie, where will you go wearing your pajamas? Will you go, if you're going to Starbucks, pajamas, yes or no?
No. I'm like Tom. I will not. I always think, I mean, you can't be in your car with your pajamas on. What if the car breaks down? I always think, and I got my kid in the car, the 3-year-old. I can't be. You need to be prepared.
Spur of the moment.
Like Boy Scout.
Spur of the moment grocery shopping.
Oh, no.
You don't want to shower. You just need something. You will not do that.
No. You always, at least jeans. I don't even wear sweatpants. No.
I mean, are you guys waiting for the world to end?
Well, It could happen.
Exactly. I mean, Carrie, how long does it take to pull on jeans?
A second.
To go to that emergency grocery store? It never occurs to me that it's such an emergency. I can't even get out of my pajamas to get to Cub Foods.
I just. Right. I think a lot of ladies these days, they wear those stretchy black pants. Put some jeans on. Look presentable.
Grandma. I mean, how old? Hold on a second. Is she 130? Hey, you wearing yoga pants.
Yeah, that's what it is, the yoga pants.
Oh, my God.
Those aren't nice.
Let's be honest. During the pandemic, you often can't tell what somebody sleeps in from what they wear just to go out casually.
That is correct.
So I don't know that it's that big of a deal. You know, most of my neighbors, if they see me in flannel pajamas in the driveway, they've seen me in worse conditions. Well,
that will be maybe the first.
I was going to say
that'll be the first topic when you host the show. Okay, let's pause. Let's get to some serious content with now Mr. Full-Time Part-Time at WCC Radio, but he still has his full-time job at KSTP. Tom Hauser back with us in moments on CCO. Hauser here from KSTP-TV and now a full-time, part-time host here at CC Radio, but for more than a couple decades on with me, going back to the days at The Fan. Tom Hauser, okay, you are moderating a debate next week among the GOP candidates for governor. It feels like these races are getting further and further away from Election Day and more intense, okay? 0 to 10, how intense is the GOP race to oppose Tim Walz at this particular time?
Well, at this point, it's not intense to the general public, but to the six candidates who are officially declared and who are running, it is intense because, you know, don't forget the election is only 11 months away now. So we're less than a year out. They still are vying for who is going to get the nomination to be able to run against Governor Walz. So that is likely to happen sometime in the spring. So the election is not as far off as it might seem, especially to these candidates.
Are all saying, remind me of this, are all saying they will abide by the endorsement? And so it's all up to the endorsement, or have some held back on that confirmation?
Pretty much all of them have said to one degree or another that they will abide, but some leave a little bit of wiggle room, which is not unusual. They say, well, it depends upon the circumstances, you know, whenever. And so that is one of the questions I will ask to try to pin them down now that we'll have them all on one stage at one time and find out where they stand now, less than a year from election.
Okay, so this is next Tuesday. How can people see this?
Well, it'll be Tuesday night. We'll have some coverage. I know there will be some other local. It's not going to be broadcast live, as far as I know. It's a third congressional. Republicans are the ones putting the debate on. It will be held in Wayzata. It's already sold out. And I'm not sure if they're planning to stream it anywhere or not, but we will have highlights both on 5 Eyewitness News that night and also on At Issue the following Sunday.
Okay, I want to talk about the president. He just was here. It's always significant when the president visits. You cover that like you cover all presidents when they visit Minnesota. Here is a day-to-day when he says he has a cold, doesn't sound good. And one of the topics has been, since he has been running, his health. He is 79 years old. Donald Trump's not a young man. Donald Trump, 75. Donald Trump faced questions about his health. What is a fair way to approach this, Tom, where it isn't partisan, it isn't a hack approach, but it's a legitimate question that could have covered Donald Trump and now covers Joe Biden because he's the president now. So let's deal with him now on his health.
And long before that, it impacted Ronald Reagan. He was fit for office when he started appearing to have some memory lapses and those types of things. But, you know, just last month, the president did have a full physical. They addressed even a couple of things you talked about. In fact, when I looked at his health history, they said a couple of Concerns of note were the frequency and severity of throat clearing. They also said his ambulatory gait, in other words, how he walks, is perceptibly stiffer and less fluid than just a year ago. And, you know, that's pretty dramatic for, you know, somebody who's 78, 79 years old. If it's made that dramatic of a decline in a year, that's not as important as his cognitive abilities.
Right.
And so it is something that's legitimate to keep an eye on. I mean, he's less than a year into office in his first term, and he's already hinted at maybe running for a second term when he would be in his early 80s. So obviously these are all legitimate questions, and they should not be insulting any one of us. If you're 80 years old and you're at WCCO, your dad was 100 and was still at WCCO. But, you know, you still have to assess it on a day-to-day basis, month-to-month, year-to-year, on what your capabilities are. And that's obviously no different. In fact, it's much more magnified if you're the president of the United States.
No doubt. And I've talked about it a lot. I wanted my father's time reduced here. I wrestled with that. When I was at the Fan, I called the bosses here and said he should not be on in the morning. So it can be shrill. It can be awful by some people. But it's also legit to raise about any president. Now Joe Biden's the president, so it's him. About coherence and ability to do the job at its highest level.
Absolutely. And so these are legitimate questions that would be asked whether the president was a Republican.
Exactly.
And they were asked because President Trump was not a young man either.
Nope.
Always legitimate questions whether you're a governor or a president.
Great stuff, sir. I'm glad to have you on board. Enjoy the weekend. And we'll hear you hosting the show. And we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, and just real quick, on that issue on Sunday, we're going to have Charlie Zellion from the Met Council. We're going to try to pin him down on when will Southwest Light Rail actually open, and will NorthStar Commuter Rail continue to exist? We'll have those on that issue on Sunday morning.
That is 10 o'clock, Channel 5. All right, talk to you soon, sir.
Good. Bye.
Tom Hauser, Lindis Construction Time Check is 12:57. Time to protect your home against clogged gutters. CBS and Laura next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.